Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Great song.
It is a great song. It's a great week, too. We hope everyone out there has a great Christmas and holiday week here. This is our last show of the week, our only show of the week. Hugh, we are back on Sunday for the pregame show, Eagles and the Bills. And then we're
trying to figure out what I'm going to do with all this free time.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I was thinking about going to Georgia. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the Poconos. I got options.
Don't you need to figure it out?
I mean, I got time. I like to fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah, I know. It's only Christmas on there.
Yeah, you're good, man. Don't worry about it.
I just fly by to see my pants.
Don't leave too early, though. You got the players' lounge tonight.
Yeah, I got to leave after that. I would leave. Like, if I decided to go to Atlanta, I would probably leave tonight and just, you know, drive through the night.
Straight on through after the players' lounge?
Yeah, hit Bucky's in Virginia.
You would have put another video out and how it gets live in the bathroom?
Well, see, if I went, I would hit the new Bucky's.
Ooh.
The one I haven't been to, so I have to christen the bathroom with this new one. Huh?
Christen the bathroom?
When I say that, I mean like
take getting
pictures.
Live in there?
No, take pictures.
Please don't get live in the bathroom, Buckies. Come on. All right, 215-592-949. Before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we got a Monday Night Football game tonight. We have Philip Rivers and the Colts hosting the San Francisco 49ers. So I mentioned a little bit earlier, there is a very slight path for the Eagles to still get the number one overall seed in the NFC. A lot of things got to go their way. But one of those things starts with the San Francisco 49ers losing tonight. So if we have any hope left of the one seed, it starts with the Colts. We need the Colts to win tonight.
Yeah,
and
I picked the Colts.
Niners.
I picked the Colts.
Outright?
Yeah, I picked the Colts. Ooh. To win. I said, because I kind of figured.
What's the money line on that one? We got to check that out.
I don't know. But I picked them. You know, I was talking about it, my fan.
Because the injury report? They're getting DeForest Buckner back tonight. You mentioned that?
Yeah, I didn't mention that. I just mentioned the people who was out there. But,
isn't that kind of on you to?
Well, no. It said I get the injury report.
Oh, so you're just reading the script.
Reading the script that I got, okay. Dog. Yeah, and okay. He said he was out.
The line is down to 4.5. By the way, so it's moving the Colts' direction. It was 5.5.
So I like Philip Rivers, old man, OG. Yeah. He'll be out there doing his thing. So I like that.
I kind of like the Colts too, at least with the points. But Hugh's taking them outright. Anyway, Yeah, I mean, you always like the underdogs.
How many over yards for Philip Rivers to throw for tonight?
Oh. At least 100.
No, you want a real sweat tonight? Phillip Rivers rushing yards. It's probably like a half a yard. I mean, that's where the thrill comes. Let's see if I can find that one. Let's go back. While I try to find that, you want to go to the phone lines? We haven't talked to Mark in a few days. We always like to do that. Player rushing yards over under. I think I may have found it here. Are they getting? Yeah, half a yard for Phil Rivers.
Wow.
That might be asking for too much, huh?
If it's a yard, I mean, why not?
Under a half a yard is minus 320.
If he gets all we need is for him to be chased from the pocket and gets a yard, and we hit.
Plus 235 on over a half yard.
Wow.
That might be the sweat I need tonight. All right, we'll do that. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Mark.
Hey, what's up, man?
All right.
Good, how you doing?
Now, I am super excited about the team winning the division back-to-back for the first time, like 20 years, all that. But I keep receipts, gentlemen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. About 2.5 weeks ago, D-Gun came out with a scathing, very hurtful report about the Eagles organization
hurtful?
Being fed up with Jalen, frustrated with Jalen.
Yeah.
To the point where by the end of the week, I thought they were going to release him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was that bad of a report.
Oh, okay? Will you stop being so dramatic?
So I got to call him out. Where you at, D-Gun? You're throwing stones, and now you're hiding your hands.
Wait a minute, Mark. How's he hiding hands? Because, I mean, that story
because he's not telling us who. He's just talking
He's not supposed
you.
To.
He's not,
Mark, you know that a reporter is not going to give their sources out. That does it doesn't work like that.
But why is he starting trouble? Basically, he lit a grenade and threw it into the locker room.
But how is he starting trouble?
He is starting trouble.
Wait a minute. You said he said it. Now, how is he starting trouble?
Because it seemed like he's personally trying to get our starting quarterback, who's the MVP,
May I interject? So two things. There's no MVP, Mark. I don't know what you're talking about. Not of the league. That never happened. He's a good
quarterback. I didn't say that. I just said the Super Bowl. Now the Super Bowl MVP.
I missed that. I'm sorry. Second.
Come on now.
But, Mark, you realize, like, it's not Derek Gunn's job to help the Eagles. His job is to get stories and to tell people the stories that he's hearing. He has nowhere in his job description. Well, then why?
His credibility has to take a hit.
I got Mark. I got it. Mark, you realize his story is unchanged regardless of wins and losses. You were like, winning the game against the Commanders and beating the Raiders and winning the division does not have any change to the story that he reported. Nothing.
Joe, he said it was like lipstick on a pig, he said.
Yeah.
He said winning covers up a lot of things. Well, we do a whole lot of winning, D-Gun. As soon as we hit a skid, here he comes with the nonsense. In my eyes, this dude is like Mush from Bronxdale. Remember Mush?
Wait a minute, Mark.
Put him in the bathroom.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
Put this dude in the bathroom.
Mark.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of this stuff was being said last year, right? Like,
yeah,
that's not...
And how did that end up?
Mark.
Super Bowl.
Mark.
How'd that end?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's not true, though. I mean, that's what we're trying to
get
you to say.
That's the ultimate goal, Hugh. Come on.
Wait, Mark, you missing.
Two different things, buddy.
Mark, you missing everything that I'm trying to say, brother. Like,
I got you. But you know what? It hurt me, too, because Seth Joyner, he co-signed it. He said, borderline insubordination.
Interesting.
I'm like, insubordination because he changed the play? Come on, fellas.
No, Mark.
Come on. You got to be accountable, man. You got to be accountable.
But have you ever heard the phrase, Mark, two things can be true at the same time?
Yeah, I don't go by that.
That seems to be part of the problem. Yeah, it seems to be part of the problem.
I don't.
But at least we were civil today. Nobody yelled at anybody.
We're good. It's Christmas weekend.
But quite honestly, 5 years in a row, this man has been our starter, and he's taken us to the playoffs. 5 years in a row with five different offensive coordinators.
Yeah.
I mean, the man is resilient.
I think we've always
thought he's tough and resilient.
My goodness.
I know, Mark, I mean, 5 years in a row to make the playoffs to start a career is very nice. Joe Flacco did the same thing, Mark. It's like, doesn't mean you're like Joe.
Why doesn't everybody do it then, Joe?
No, but Mark, but you say it.
Is Joe Burrow going to the playoffs?
Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals. You say this, Mark.
He going home.
Oh my! Is Lamar going to the playoffs?
He's on the bubble.
Mark, but don't you think when a quarterback of Jalen's caliber, which is good, not great, but good, don't you think when they make the playoffs their first 5 years, it's also an organizational story and not a Jalen Hurts story solely?
It's a combination of everything.
But you don't say that, Mark. You don't say that. It's all about Jalen.
I mean,
it's just that he is the leader. Yes, he is the leader. He's the guy that pulls the trigger. He's the guy that does
position.
The tush push.
He's the quarterback.
He scores the touchdowns. He throws the touchdowns. He gets us a first down when it's third and eight.
But that's every quarterback. That's their job.
Well, how come every quarterback don't win?
They don't all play for the Eagles, Mark. They all don't play for the Eagles.
I'm drowning you again. Come on. Keep up. Keep up.
This is my favorite is when you say some of the most nonsensical things for five minutes. It's like, I got him! Mark, you called in to rip D-Gun because the Eagles beat the Commanders. Like, do you hear
absolutely.
Yourself?
Absolutely. Okay. D-Gun's going to get off.
Mark, you are with me. I don't trust that dude. You are with me because he ain't got no facial hair.
I don't trust you, Mark.
I keep telling him to put some facial hair on. Nobody trusts nobody with no facial hair.
Yeah. I don't have any facial hair.
Yeah, but that's different.
I'm telling you.
You need to get the soul
patch. This is my last little salvo for D-Gun.
Well, thank you.
In the words of Debo from the movie Friday. Mm-hmm. Slap yourself, D-Gun. Harder. Slap yourself.
All right, Mark.
That's what I got, man.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Tonight. I need some money, man.
It is too nice of a week. Like, I can't scream at him. It's Christmas
Mark
week.
Is brutal.
No, but he's out of his mind. I mean, like, sometimes you know people that they're out of their mind, and maybe at first you got to yell at them, and at some point you just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Just nod and smile. I'm at the point of nodding and smiling at Mark.
Well, I don't understand why he's mad at D-Gun, because he wrote an article that in essence might have been helped change everything about the season.
Mm, ooh, I like see, that's angle. The spin we need. D-Gun saved the season.
No, I'm saying, like, that. I mean, who knows what, you know, I mean, D-Gun's a reputable reporter, and he's been in this game a long time.
Yes, yes.
And I can't, like, D-Gun has nothing to gain from putting that story out there, and it's not true, or he hasn't vetted it, I should say. And he still get a lot of
my hate. Favorite of the put a name on it thing. Like, yeah, oh yeah, we're just gonna let's go ahead and do that.
You know what I've noticed?
Genius.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I've noticed in my Twitter dealings the last couple days is that.
See, you told us there were no dealings.
No, I didn't say beef.
There have been a lot of dealings. A lot of beef.
But maybe less dealings and less beef.
But what I've noticed.
Dealings lead to beef. You know this.
What I've noticed is the people that, most of the time, the people that follow this blindly and don't listen to what's being said are mostly younger guys.
They're children.
Yeah, they're younger guys.
I know.
And they don't have what they call the social skills.
Or vision.
Yes. Or common sense. It's like, because you're arguing with somebody who doesn't understand how it works. So, you know, yeah, it's interesting. But I don't think by them winning proves D-Gun was wrong.
Of course it doesn't. No. I mean, like, it doesn't prove anything.
It doesn't operate that way.
I mean, no, I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny how, you know, that's how some people think.
That might have been my favorite all-time Mark moment. It's, you know, two things can be true at once. I don't operate that way.
You told me every – it's real. I'm going to go back to that every time I argue with Mark from now on. I don't subscribe to that.
That's living your truth.
Okay, that's
that
fine.
That is living your truth.
Speaking of living truth, Cowboy Jim's living the truth of an eliminated football team on Saturday night. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Yeah, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Hey,
yeah,
Jim.
I'm not in a good mood. I just got back from vacation. Listen, it all started out great. The Eagles are on the downfall. Mm-hmm. Cowboys looking to take the East. A cruise ship full of Cowboy fans, Texas A&M fans, Oklahoma fans. And then it all collapsed.
Wow, that's a rough grouping you got all together there. Everyone
terrible.
Went down. Wow.
It was just, you know, I mean, I know Eagles fans are rough.
Losers.
Get out of here.
How does it feel to get ready for another postseason without the boys?
All right, listen, I'll trade Aubrey next year for two defensive linemen with the Eagles. How about that? You
no,
want a kicker?
No, yeah, not, not for two
right,
defensive linemen.
You can take
linemen.
Byron Young and the Vanilla Gorilla deal.
Vanilla, yeah, he heard his name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't played much. You want him? You want the Vanilla Gorilla?
You christening a bathroom? Are you walking out with a smile on your face or a relief face? What are we walking out with?
Well, I just wanted to take the video and let people see how nice the bathrooms are.
Maybe don't take a video of you christening anything.
No, I'm just saying the bathroom at Bucky's is nice, though.
It's the christening thing.
I know.
Hugh, when it comes to dating, you are an experienced man. You in 5 minutes can figure out what the heck is going on across from you, and you know you're out of there. So that's what I'm going to say about
you know
that.
What's funny? I actually enjoyed it, but I guess, you know.
Appreciate it, Jim. Merry Christmas.
I guess me not paying attention kind of threw everything off. Oh, well.
Did you think it was going to work out differently?
Well, I guess my mind was like most people watch football. And I said, hey, the game's on, and I wanted to move, but I didn't. So I'm, you know, I'm sitting there. So
that felt like something you should have known going in.
Well, her from her
yeah,
perspective?
That she wouldn't. Yeah, like, yeah. Come on.
I mean, yeah.
That's a given.
I mean, that's how. Yeah, that. I mean, I'm all for it being her fault.
No, that wasn't. That wasn't.
No, that's where I'm going with. She missed out on all this.
Again, we're no longer wondering.
I know I have issues. I mean, it's cool. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, by this point, you're a lost cause.
So. I mean, you know what? It's starting to feel like.
Yeah,
that. It is cool. I'm okay with that.
You
have to be self-aware.
No,
right?
I'm saying because I'm setting my ways. There's certain things I'm just not going to compromise on, so it's cool.
Like
I'm
Bears okay Packers on a Saturday night.
Listen. And I was sitting there like, ooh, look, he threw a BB.
Did you see that throw? And she said, no, see ya.
She's like, I was just asking
right,
a dude, question.
I'm about to go. Hey, what? Wait a minute, I missed that part of the conversation. What'd you say?
Yeah, but you didn't miss that throw, though. What a throw. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Three jokes you guys are not allowed to celebrate today.
It doesn't work that way.
Knew that
Sorry.
Was coming.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to celebrate.
First
what?
Of all, you know what? We can spend that on them. We called this thing over months ago. They're not allowed to celebrate today.
If there's one thing I get to celebrate, it's the NFC.
We tried to tell you.
Yep.
I love how people say, well, since you talk bad about the team, you can't celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? There are no rules.
Yeah, so zero. Right.
So
yeah, deal with
what
it.
About all the ones that was talking bad about the team when they're on that little bit of the losing streak?
Oh, yeah.
They allow
nope,
to celebrate.
Nope.
No, there's no gatekeeping. There's no rules.
No,
celebrate as much as you want. Today's a day to celebrate. Yeah, and if you were with us a month ago, you could have been at the parade, the banner raising. Mm-hmm. Hugh missed that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. You idiots still want Tanner time?
Well, I mean, I'd like them to win some more games and blow teams out. Tanner coming. No, why would I want Tanner to play right now? Jalen's back to playing well. This is not that complicated. Jalen plays well. He plays well. He doesn't.
It's
I want
very
Tanner.
Complicated if you don't.
Yeah, if you don't understand.
I think it's
comprehend.
Simple. I think it's simple.
Yep. Can't wait to get a break from your guys' nonsense.
I will miss you too. Merry Christmas.
Oh, you mean when we off?
Yeah, we're off. Yeah.
I'm gonna call.
You know, we need a break from them too.
Who's we have a little some buzz. But I heard buzz
yeah,
is filling in.
Buzz
will be there. Yeah.
Heartthrob buzz on TV again this morning.
I'll be in a couple days next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Right. Solo or you have co-host?
I think TK and then I think Ashlyn.
Low T.
Okay.
With Low T.
Low
yeah.
T in the building.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You people are
going to
get him.
You don't sound so excited.
No, I'm
awesome.
Very excited.
I'll
for
be
that.
Looking forward to your call. When you
I'll
call
I'm going to call. It all depends. I don't know where I'm going to be.
Live at Bucky's from the bathroom. He talks somewhere.
Speaking of me, Kyle is full of crap.
What did you do today?
I don't know.
Can't we just celebrate together?
No. Dude,
nah.
More negative to start the show today than I remember in a
guys,
while. And we were just celebrating.
Division championship?
We were happy.
Come on.
Because you're not allowed
Super Bowl
to
again. Yeah.
You're not allowed
nope,
to
sorry.
People
I'm doing
are just
it.
Crazy.
Yeah, you can't take away my celebration.
Nope. Jillio just being a cheerleader, like always.
That's what everyone says. Never negative, Jillio. Always team
pom-pom
first.
Pom-pom waving
positive.
Joe.
Yep.
Yep. So we put the poll up today if you're thinking Super Bowl. It was pretty 50-50.
Mm.
But my favorite are when the comments attack the other side. Anyone who says no is a fraud.
Always.
Anyone who says yes hasn't been watching.
That's how you know it's 50-50.
So you're either an idiot or you're a fraud.
That's WIP,
yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's no middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow, Hugh, shots at BG. You deserve to get overtaken.
Shots at BG?
Well, because you said you did it in 10 years.
I mean, an idea.
I didn't say you didn't. That's math.
I mean, so how is that a shot? That's a fact.
It's a. I guess it was a perceived shot.
Yeah. No, I mean,
people
it's a
heard
fact.
It that
it
way.
It's a fact.
It was a little shade.
No, it wasn't no shade. It was a fact.
It was a fact.
It was a don't forget what I did.
I'm just
two
saying.
Two things can be true at once, though.
No, I'm just saying. I got 80 career sacks in 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Well, you did. We took some away. But
yeah,
you
took them. But I had that in 10.
Did spark a discussion, though, in the chat. Was Hugh elite?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Hugh had.
Oh,
yeah,
no, listen. Now, this ain't up for debate. Because you talk about those years that I was manning that end.
Tell
I was
him,
one of the elite pass rushers in the game. Let's not get this twisted.
Yep. Yeah. It'd be fun to go back if we could. Like, imagine if we could find a clip of a conversation like, is Hugh Douglas actually elite?
Yeah.
Or a little overrated? Got four and a half sacks on Ryan Leaf. Do we really count those?
No, that definitely not. Overrated was never a word that was used. When I play.
Underrated, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I would say.
Maybe, or underarmed, or like short-armed.
Underarmed.
Yeah. But no, not overrated. No.
Did they even record sacks back in Hugh's era?
Yes, they did.
They had, I was about to say they had just started. It started
a
decade before.
They did.
It really was only like, 10 years before you got
because
drafted?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
82, I think it was?
Yeah, because Deacon Jones always says that he's the original, like, because he had over, what, Reggie White's like 200 or something? Or, no, Bruce Smith. Deacon Jones said he had well over that.
Somebody added Hugh Douglas, Deacon Jones. Those were the days.
Those were
same
the
era.
Days. Yeah.
Same era.
That does not bother me.
You know, I thought he was tough, but his daughter rules him.
I mean,
it's true. How are the dishes situation going these days?
You know what I did? I bought two, like, I bought two diss racks.
So you're trying to counter.
Lead the horse to water type of thing?
Yeah.
You just see what happens.
See what happens.
If the dishes get washed.
How do you think that's going to go?
Hugh's going to be washing more dishes. I know what's going to happen.
You know, it all depends on when we get back Monday. If y'all catch hell, then y'all know I caught hell.
You're going to tell by Hugh's boot if he's still getting pumped.
Eagles win in Buffalo. Hugh comes in here all upset.
I'm going to venture to say that that's probably going to still be the case.
You gotta go hide upstairs again.
Have you seen my daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She ain't little.
Yeah, I saw her at the tailgate.
She is not little.
running and hiding upstairs.
I'm just saying that she works out here. I mean, she works out a lot.
Report, Hugh Douglas beat up over the weekend.
Hey, Hugh, who was at the top of the list of available kickers again? We missed it the first 15 times.
Young Wei Koo.
I'm sorry,
no,
I brought
that's
it
who
up.
Joe want to bring in.
I
Joe
want to
bring
that.
In Young Wei Koo.
I said
the top kicker out there right now.
It could be anyone.
Is Young Wei Koo. I'm telling you who it is. Go look at the top available
kickers
right now.
It could be
right
Hugh Douglas.
Now.
I'm just saying.
It's Young Wei Koo.
Young
Wei
Koo. Young Wei Koo.
It's Young Wei Koo.
Yep. Okay.
All right, last one. We may need to have the Terry Bradshaw, Al Michaels conversation with you.
What you mean? What you talking about? I was.
Well, that means putting you out to pasture.
Yeah. No, Terry Bradshaw's still working.
Yeah,
now, Al Michaels.
But
you can
both
tell
of those have seen better days. Guys.
You can tell Al Michaels got some heat on him from last
Stark.
Week. Yeah, he was like he had to step his.
He's
game
had some
up.
Rough ones.
Yeah,
guys totally melted in.
We're towards the end of both of those guys, and they had great careers in the booth. But
what are you saying about you?
Everybody talking about Terry. Like, what he be saying? Like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, Terry's been lost at sea for a while.
Yet. I ain't there yet.
Not yet. All right, that is enough for us today. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They're live at Chickies, as they are on Mondays. Players Lounge tonight, Jordan Mai. A lot of show tonight, so stay tuned for the rest of the afternoon. You guys have a great week. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again for the pregame show. At least this show will. Hugh and I will. On Sunday, we'll talk to you for the Eagles and the Bills. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.